Hello, WGXC listeners. You are listening to the radio program Live by Life, which is from the Camp Hill Hudson Radio Group, based in Hudson, New York.
I'm Sean McDonald.
And I'm Kelly McCon.
And I am Rachel Showman.
Rachel Showman, and I'm Michael Hoy. Hello! Happy Thanksgiving, coming up to Thanksgiving, etc. And we have... What's this music in the background?
Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown. It's one of my favorite... I love all of the Charlie Brown songs from the TV specials, like this one. I don't know, I haven't watched the Thanksgiving one that much. But the Christmas one, of course, is the most famous one. And then, like, the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. But I love all the music. The music is really, really nice. And we'll play a clip in a minute from this Thanksgiving Charlie Brown special. So we were thinking about, oh, you know, Thanksgiving's coming, and what are we grateful for? And so I wondered... Rachel, you mentioned this just before we went on the air. You wanted to say what you are thankful for, yeah?
I thought we can all share what we're thankful for.
Yeah, we can do that. You want to go first?
Well, okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think what I'm thankful for, being with my family, and enjoying being with my family and supporting my mom with because we would miss my dad and enjoy a wonderful Thanksgiving meal at a nice restaurant and eating delicious turkey. So yeah. That's what I'm thankful for.
Yeah. And, I'll be curious to hear, because we often usually think about being at somebody's house for Thanksgiving, but you're going to go to a restaurant. Yeah, keep the mic close to you, Rach.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so you're going to go out this year.
This year it will be just going out with Thanksgiving with my family because, you know, my dad passed away. And
yeah,
we're
yeah.
gonna honor him by enjoying the Thanksgiving meal that he really missed gonna have, and I would think of him in my thanks of my honor.
Yeah, your dad was a good man. I really liked him. He was
yes,
a really great
he
guy.
Loved his. He my dad loves his sweet. My dad used to be a baker, so
yeah.
It made me think of Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad would think of pies.
Well, what is a Thanksgiving day meal without pies, right? So
I know. I mean, my dad got the sweet tooth, you know.
Yeah. Kelly, Kelly, what are you thankful for? And can you remember a specific memory of Thanksgiving?
From
years past?
Just being around good friends, support from my family. 1 year, members of my family came up when I had Thanksgiving with them. We spent the night up at the Wyndham House, just being around good friends and family members and a caring, supporting community. I'm really thankful for that.
Amen to that. Ooh, I got a muted bell here. Okay. And Sean. Yeah, well, you wrote something earlier this week about what you were thankful for. But before you read that, do you want to say anything maybe off the cuff about what you're grateful for?
I'm just thankful for family, friends, and just having good health. About it.
Good health is important. It's overlooked quite often. You wrote this thing here, and I just thought it would be nice for people to hear. Yeah, so it's on the same theme, what you're thankful about. Yeah. So, go ahead.
I am thankful for family, good health, and football. Each Thanksgiving, I spend a day with my aunt and cousins. I watch the football games on TV and some of the parade. Of course, there's the best part, the food, the turkey, sweet potatoes, stuffed peppers, and my favorite stuffing. My favorite Thanksgiving memory was going to my grandmother's house in the evening for a pie.
Yeah. What was the favorite part? The food? Yeah. Amen. Food. Glorious food on Thanksgiving Day. I suppose a memory for me, not a memory, but what I'm thankful for. Yesterday was my birthday, and I spent the day at work with you all at Camp Hill Hudson, and it was a really nice birthday. Everybody's giving me happy birthday messages and, gifts. Who doesn't love gifts? And then I spent the evening also at one of my favorite places in Hudson, Padrona, the cocktail bar. That was really fun.
Enjoyed the drinks.
I did, yeah. I had a little skit about the little prince and the pilot came to me in a dream, and they said, they landed in a plane and said, "We are here to celebrate your birthday for you," from the classic story, The Little Prince. And then we played Paper Fortune Teller. And people, I wrote little messages inside the Paper Fortune Tellers, the things people had to do, like, kiss the birthday person on the hand, or sing a really bad rendition of Happy Birthday. So, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you. How is that bad enough? So, that was funny. But you mentioned, Sean, football. Who doesn't love football? Oh, that's good. There was silence. Who does love football? Woo! How's it go? Are you ready for some football? A Giants fan. I think they're in the gutter this year.
Well, maybe I like the gutter.
You like the gutter. Well, that means you're a diehard supporter then. If you're even in the gutter, you support. Yeah.
Yes, I do. Cause I'm a Jersey girl.
Well, that means you're a New York Giants fan.
Yes, I am.
Woo!
And I'm proud of it.
And we see Sean has a football hat, a football team. On your hat.
The Las Vegas Raiders.
Las Vegas Raiders. I guess I'm neutral. I'll do one bell ring. Hooray, Las Vegas Raiders. How are they faring, your team?
They're bad.
They're bad.
Yeah.
So we're talking about football because what also happens, at least in America on Thanksgiving Day, is?
Football games.
Football games, yeah. Who's playing and... Yeah, any interesting games, or are they just kind of ho-hum?
There's some interesting ones. There's Chicago Bears and the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, I will say, being a Midwesterner, I'm definitely for the Lions. Packers, I'm from Chicago, so Packers, eh. So, I'll do a bell ring for the Lions.
Every year, I think this is true, but every year Alabama and Auburn play in what's known as the Iron Bowl.
Is it? Okay. I didn't know that. I'll be on the lookout for that. It's usually more known for NFL, but is there any other games, Sean, that are of interest? Or It's usually the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, the
right?
Dallas Cowboys and I believe the New York Giants. And
oh, really? Okay. Well, Rachel have to stay up to date on that.
And
the Giants, I guess, are playing on Thanksgiving Day.
The Green Bay Packers and Miami Dolphins for the later game.
Oh, the Green Bay Packers at Miami Dolphins. Yeah.
I heard that Green Bay.
That might be.
Green
well,
Bay
the Dolphins
Packers.
Aren't so good, man. So we played a little bit of the Charlie Brown opening music from the Thanksgiving special, and we thought we would play this little clip too, since, you know, it's about football, so, right?
Charlie Brown, oh Charlie Brown.
I can't believe it. She must think I'm the most stupid person alive.
You know what's going to happen.
Come on, Charlie Brown. I'll hold the ball and you kick it.
We'll do a play-by-play, Sean. And now...
Hold it! Ha! You'll pull it away and I'll land flat on my back and kill myself.
Let's see what happens.
But Charlie Brown, it's Thanksgiving.
What's that got to do with anything?
Yeah, really.
Well, one of the greatest traditions we have is the Thanksgiving Day football game. And the biggest,
see?
Most important tradition of all is the kicking off of the football.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Oh, no.
Absolutely. Come on, Charlie Brown. It's a big honor for you.
We'll see what happens. Okay. The
wow,
play.
Wow, if it's that important, a person should never turn down a big honor.
Charlie Brown.
Maybe I should do it.
Charlie Brown sizing it up. He's walking, getting a running start.
Besides, she wouldn't try to trick me on a traditional holiday.
Ooh. Okay.
This time I'm gonna kick that football clear to the moon.
Oh. Gosh darn.
God. Dang it, dang it all.
Isn't it peculiar, Charlie Brown, how some traditions just slowly fade away?
Oh. What a terrible fate. Hopefully, that's kind of like that's kind of like the Giants season. Okay. So, well, I thought that was funny. And so we are all going to have some nice Thanksgiving dinners, and we hope you all will as well, dear listeners. The other thing, too, we had a nice Camp Hill Hudson, for those that don't know, hosts a community dinner twice a month on Tuesdays. And I know definitely myself, Kelly, and Rachel have gone many times. And have you? You've gone occasionally, Sean McDonald?
Oh, you mean
I went to the one
dinner?
Like
a while
back
ago.
In the summer, yeah.
Yeah. So we always have these community dinners at our space at 360 Warren Street in Hudson at 5:30 on the first and third Tuesdays of every month. As we record, it's late November. So the next ones in December are December 3rd and 17th at 5:30 at 360 Warren. But we had a very special Thanksgiving kind of community potluck the other night, right?
On Tuesday.
Yeah, the other Tuesday. Yeah, stay close to the mic, Rach. You want any highlights for you, Kelly?
Well, the first part was finding our birth year with a calendar of a soul in the dining room.
Right.
Because that was Emery's idea.
Okay, so she read that this is a booklet of meditative verses written by Rudolf Steiner, The Calendar of the Soul. She read that.
She had us look for our birth year.
Oh, okay. I know what you mean. Oh, this was that was a separate thing.
Yeah,
while you were waiting for the food to be served. Yeah, you were looking at that. But in the actual dining room, though, did you have any highlights from that, from the dinner? Just kind of give a preview for people that maybe have never been there. It was a lot of people there, right?
Well,
it was 50 people.
50 plus.
Around 40 to 50, yeah.
To 50 people. And oh my gosh, the food was like amazing, but I ate so much. I thought my stomach was gonna
You were Well, you ate so much. Well, there was because it was a potluck, but it was good though, right?
It was good, but I felt my little stomach was going to explode because I ate so much.
But it was because it was so good. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I would say more like we ate so much we just had to lie down. But yeah. So that was a very special community dinner potluck. Usually it's food that's freshly prepared in-house, meaning at our in our kitchen at 360 Warren. And it's free, open to the public. Everyone is invited to come.
But we do accept donations.
And we accept donations, yeah. So December 3rd, Tuesday, December 3rd, and Tuesday, December 17th at 5:30 are the next ones in December. Then we had another thing we wanted to mention to you, dear listeners, is we have, Campbell Hudson has a Christmas play coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Woo-hoo! That's right. So I can say a little bit, but I would like, especially Rachel and Kelly, you are in this Christmas play. So you two ladies, tell the listeners what the play is called and what is the story about. Yeah.
Well, it's called The Shepherd's Play.
Yeah. Just stay a little close to the mic, please. Yeah.
Well, it's called
it again.
The Shepherd's Play.
The Shepherd's Play. Yeah.
And the story is there's three shepherds who travel from their fields.
Right. Yeah.
And they go in search of the newborn Jesus child, and I play a Mary, and they bring gifts to help celebrate the birth. And
yeah,
and that's
and,
all.
And there's lots of singing.
And there's
right?
lots of singing.
Yeah.
There's the birth, of course.
The birth scene, yeah, with the angel helping Mary with the birth in a very unique way,
mm-hmm.
a very stylized way.
And the only difficult thing for me in the play is the birth scene because...
not that you're actually giving birth, but yeah. You well, have to raise your arms to kind of show it's
yeah.
coming from the heavens, the being of the child, yeah.
Well, the difficult part for me is not to sit on that headdress.
Yeah.
Because if I do that, then the birth scene doesn't really... work.
Then the birth doesn't happen. Oh no, and then we don't have a story.
So that's
where you do this little machine here, right? When you go, oh no, there's no birth. Oh!
And so our assistant director, Jody, we recruited her to help me with
yes, she
the
will,
birth scene.
She will help you. So that was a very good description. So it's basically taking the biblical story of the birth, the journey of Mary and Joseph and the birth of the baby Jesus, and then the three shepherds who leave their flocks, afield to go find this newborn child from the dream they had from Angel Gabriel. And who's playing Angel Gabriel? Ahem, ahem.
Me.
Yes. Bring your microphone closer to you, Rachel, please. Yeah. So... Angel Gabriel, Rachel.
Oh, yeah. I am the Angel Gabriel.
Are you quoting some lines? Oh, how?
Name it unto you. The power of the highest shall overshadow you.
How about this? Let's do that. Yeah, do the first part though. So here are a few lines of.
Okay.
From the plains. To do the in right good faith, I enter.
Yeah. In right good faith, I enter this place. God give you good evening with his grace. A right good evening and the best of cheers. The Lord of heaven grin each one here. Most reverent worship, both master and dame, I share it to you, pretty maiden, the same. Pray of your courtesy this day for one brief hour to mark our play. We bring you here no faithless tales, nor sing one gossip over their ale, which for your worship were all in fit, and all this taken from holy writ, namely of Christ and Christ's birth, who for our help are born on earth. So silent, gentle all, we pray, and grant your heart to hear our play.
Woo! That was impressive.
Now, what do you think of that?
I'd say that was very, spot on, as we say, right? Spot on, Kelly, Sean. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of, that's Rachel speaking the opening to the audience. And where's it going to be? You remember? You know where it's going to be.
The First Presbyterian Church of Hudson.
Yeah, at the corner of 4th and Warren.
Yes.
So we should give the dates of the play. It's Friday. The first performance is Friday, December 13th at 7 p.m. And then the second one is Saturday, December 14th at 4 p.m. in the sanctuary of the First Presbyterian Church at 4th and Warren. And it's a nice space for that play. The sanctuary is, for Hudson, it's huge, I think. So it'll have a nice atmosphere as well. The origin of this story is that it comes from a tiny village in what is now modern-day Austria on the island of Oberufer. And some ethnographer from the late 19th century got wind of these townsfolk on this little island performing these what were called nativity plays. And so the ethnographer went and visited during Christmas time and saw these townsfolk who just worked everyday ordinary jobs, you know, the baker, the blacksmith, etc. They would take time out and then rehearse their lines and then put on these plays for their local community, basically. And in a similar vein, that's what we're doing. Although we love doing theater, right? Camp Hill Hudson? Woo! So it's always guaranteed, I think, to get people in the Christmas spirit. But the songs are a huge part of it, right, Kelly and Rachel?
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a chorus singing, and it has this folksy, I don't want to say bohemian vibe, but it definitely has something different about it that's very warm and inviting. We'll play a few of the songs. I found a rendition on YouTube, but Sean McDonald, you're not in the play, but you've seen it, right? You saw it last year, so
yes.
Maybe you can say what your impressions were and your thoughts. Yeah.
I thought it was a well-done play.
Mm-hmm.
I need to go use the restroom, Michael.
Please use the restroom. Yes. Yes. Bells for restroom.
I didn't
you can
that.
Tell we don't edit anything out of our broadcast. That's how open and honest we are. That's how open and honest we are. Okay, but the impressions from the
I would like to hear my voice.
You need to move your bag to get it very close, yeah. That's what I've been telling you. So this is interesting because I think we should just be open. I think some of the listeners.
I was gonna say I would love to hear my voice.
Yes. So this is great. We have a couple things to unpack here. I still want to ask Sean McDonald your impressions as we get close to time here because we don't actually have a full 30 minutes. So that's number one. Number two, that's how you should do it, Rachel. And number yes, having
how
your
can
mic.
I do it?
That's how you should be. close to your microphone. And number three, I know some of the listeners call in and say, yeah, we can't hear them. The volume's too soft or it's too loud. And the thing, and what do you call it? Audacity program doesn't attenuate the volume and it's varying. But this is homegrown radio. Our technical skills, how do you say, oh, this is what you should say, Rachel. If we mistook and did omit our ignorance,
our cause of it,
pray,
look upon us,
Oh, gosh, that was the most important part, Rachel. So if we forget something it's not our best version, we ask, pray, upon us.
Look upon us in the best of light. And we wish you, God Almighty, all right,
good night. That's the ending of the play. And as we go to the music, Sean, your impressions and thumbs up or down?
My voice.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up on the play? You thought it was good and well done?
Yeah, but I like to hear my voice.
I hear your voice. Do you hear her voice, Sean?
I want to hear it.
Okay. It may be the headphones, but I think you should be able to hear us. So here is some of the music from the play. As we say, thank you so much for listening. Live by life. 90.7 FM, WGXC. Thank you for listening, dear listeners, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.